Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to Busting Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. Good to have Evan back. And he missed last week, but man, it was really hard getting through that time without him. It's good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you too, Pat. I'm excited for today's.
I know, because we're going into your wheelhouse. We're going into something you're not like asking me a bunch of questions about. Heck, I could even ask you questions about basketball, the NBA, all that stuff. Of course, you do a great podcast with Stoney, Restore the Floor. Ever since you guys have done that, the Pistons have won, I don't know, maybe 12 games or something in the time that you've done it. So it's very, very, very different. But just looking at this, we've got Trajan Langdon coming in. We're going to look at their future here today, and we're going to look at what they possibly can do in the draft, which is really a weak draft for the NBA. We've talked about it quite a bit on this podcast. First of all, let's get the nuts and bolts out. Don't forget to like us. You can get us at the Apple iTunes Store, the Google Play Store, Odyssey.com. Like us, subscribe to us, download us, all those things. Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter. 97.1 The Ticket Twitter page. It's the best place to get it. That's where you can get my columns. And the king of whatever Evan is this week, the Gen Min or whatever.
Gen Min Jenkins.
And also the 97.1 The Ticket Facebook, my Facebook, all that stuff. And download us. Like us. We appreciate being here. We're all about drafts, prospects, and the future. The one thing I would say to you about the Pistons is Cade Cunningham, there's no doubt he's going to stay, and there's reasons why. It's about the rest of the players that I think we have to look at and how they fit this draft into making something out of what appears to be nothing, because it is a very weak draft. And, of course, they've got the fifth pick like they always do, because they never get any lottery luck except for the time they got Cade Cunningham. So, Evan, when you look at the Pistons right now, where do you go? Personally, I think everybody except for Cade should be on the table to get moved. I like Duren. You know, a couple years ago we talked about their ideal draft, and we had Duren and Ivy as the guys that they would take fifth overall. They got both of them, and it looked like that was a great draft, but it doesn't look so good in the way it fits together on the floor. And certainly I don't think Jaden Ivey, he's the lightning rod here. I can see Duren, them keeping him and him being a piece as an inside player. And eventually he'll have some stretch game to him. I really believe that. He got better at ball handling. But Jaden Ivey, to me, I don't know what Jaden Ivey is. To me, he's a linchpin for the Pistons. Is he somebody that you keep? To me, he would be an ideal trade piece this offseason. Does that sound crazy?
No, not at all, because I think Jaden Ivey is a perfect piece for a team that's ready to compete and a team that's ready to go deep in the playoffs as a guy off the bench. Jaden Ivey's kind of a guy that has to put his head down and go. He's not a guy that's going to create space for you on the floor because he's not a very efficient three-point shooter. And he just doesn't fit this team well. Now, if you put him on like a Mavericks or the Celtics, he's like a perfect sixth man off the bench. And I think from a winning team, could you get a first-round pick for him? I think abso-frickin-lutely you could. I just don't see him and Cade being able to work together on the floor together. And right now, with drafting him fifth overall, he has to play on this team. And I think that's the biggest quagmire they have is what exactly to do with him and what is the market for him. Does a losing team want a mortgage to get him? Probably not. But I do think a team that probably falls between 15 and 30 in the first round would be very, very interested in him.
But he was a fifth overall pick. You're giving up something for a later round pick. I would think his value would be, have more to do with getting some veteran players to try to help them. Now, you know, I haven't done like some deep research study on this, but picking up a player to the Celtics, I'm not saying trade him for Peyton Pritchard or something, or trade him for Sam Hauser or whatever, somebody like that. But to me, they need to get a couple shooters and they need a couple pieces that they can fit in with Cunningham and perhaps talking about Jalen Duren there that fit into what they're doing. And that would be the type of player I would look for, is somebody who can shoot. A couple veteran pieces who, unlike the veteran pieces that were brought in by Weaver in the past, can actually play. And I do, people forget they still have Fontecchio. He's not a great player, but he does fit what they need, actually. That was the one player that he actually got back, Weaver, that has some value moving forward. So that's the first linchpin, is Jaden Ivey. Should he be on the table? And should it be for a draft pick that's far down? Like you're saying, I don't think a young team's going to go for him. Mm-hmm. And the second one is the second linchpin to me is Beef Stew. His contracts, he signed. He's fairly reasonable in contract. He's a guy that usually averages double digits, right? You can expect 8 rebounds a game from him. But what happened last year with the off-the-court thing and on the loading dock, was disturbing. And sometimes on the court, last year it's like he got his contract, and then there was a noticeable drop-off in play from Isaiah Stewart. I've always been somebody, who thinks a lot of Beef Stew. Now I would move on from him. To me, he's another viable trade part.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that's kind of plateaued, and he's yet again another guy that can help a team that's like getting ready to win right now. And I think in return, and this even goes back to Ivy when talking about bringing in a veteran that can play, I think you also need to bring in a veteran that has some kind of experience winning something. And the reason I say that, if we look at all of these players that the Pistons have drafted, whether it's Isaiah Stewart, Jaden Ivey, Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, all of these guys, if you look at one thing that they have in common, they never even won in college, let alone, advancing far in the tournament. And how do you teach a player to win that has never won at any level? And I think that's very unique because, Ivey with Purdue always fell short. Cade, did they make the tournament that first year and get bounced? You look at Duren, who was with Memphis, and they didn't do anything. And I just think that that's very important, is to bring in a player who has won before. I mean, they had Bogdanovich, but he didn't have this huge track record of winning with Utah when he came from there. They had Alec Burks, and he didn't have this track record of winning. And I think that that's very, very important. So could you get some veteran leadership for a guy like Isaiah Stewart? I think yes. I think the problem with Isaiah Stewart is, can he stay on the floor and be healthy for an entire season? And you see that less and less with NBA players with load management and everything. But it does seem like he has a problem staying on the floor, whether
he ends every season on the bench. He's out.
Yeah. And I think that's interesting. Like, do teams look at that and say, are the Pistons overvaluing him? And probably, because he is their asset and they've paid him. But I do agree with you that he should be talked about being able to move. And I'm sure we're going to get into the draft as well, but I think if a guy like Klingon is available to the Pistons at five, I think you look at moving Duren as well, because I think Klingon is a more complete player as a big than Duren is, because you look at him, he can rebound, he can score when getting rebounds and close to the basket, but he's not really a threat on the defensive end of the floor. I mean, he averaged 0.8 blocks a game, and like as a seven-footer, you would expect a little bit more. Don't you think?
Yeah, Klingon, to me, is a better overall game, but I find Duren's athleticism to be intriguing. The only thing I don't understand, and last year you got a much better handle, and you're starting to see him fill out. Those skinny arms aren't quite as skinny as they used to be.
Right.
And they'll be big and strong this year. I mean, he's maturing physically. So here you got that. I do think there's some stretch aspects to him. He can take a jump shot, and he can make it. Maybe there's a point where it reaches to he can hit threes. What I don't like about him is he's so athletic, and yet he's not that much of a rim protector. Is that because of what they do, defensive scheme, or is it because he's not that good a rim protector? Klingon seems to be a much better rim protector, but I have a feeling he's not going to be there. You know, he based on this draft, yeah, normally he would be there, but I just have a feeling he's not going to be there.
Yeah, it's so intriguing because you're right. Like, sometimes I think being a good shot blocker is instincts, right? Like, Ben Wallace was, what, 6'9 or whatever, but he had the best instincts in the world from the weak side. But that's not the kind of defense that the Pistons are playing anymore. And Pat, the thing I'm most looking forward to with a new GM, with a new president of basketball operations and Trajan Langdon, is looking at it from a different telescope, I guess, because all Troy Weaver tried to do is he traded up in the drafts. He got these picks, but then he kept taking these like project players that he thought he was going to almost like pretty woman them and make them into something that they weren't. And I want to see Trajan Langdon go after players that, like, Pat, usually when a lottery pick fails, there is no, like, resurgence of these guys. You know what I mean? And Troy Weaver was under this impression that he could bring in these players in Okafor and that just never developed.
Don't forget, like, Jackson, Dennis.
Yeah, Cook Josh Jr. Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, he brought in a lot of players like that.
Even Marvin Bagley was another Marvin guy that they decided to pay. And
James Wiseman?
100%. Like, no, I mean, you traded Sadiq Bey, who is arguably the best player out of that draft. And, you know, Killian Hayes is no longer even in the NBA. He didn't sign with a team last year. And Isaiah Stewart, you gave him that contract, so you may be stuck with him. But if you look at his contract in comparison to other NBA players, it's really not that much.
No, it's something that but they got to flush that all out of their system. They do. And try to build a team, and they need a couple veterans. They have a couple pieces to trade. I don't, you know, to me, Jaden Ivey trade piece. You mentioned Duren trade piece. There's only one player on that team. If you actually watched it last year, and I know you did, there were a lot of fans who didn't. They just kind of see it in and out. The one player that got much better was Cade Cunningham. So Cade Cunningham's a keeper. Cade Cunningham, you know, 22 points a game. His three-point shooting went up to that 35% mark, which is that's starting to be a good three-point shooter in the NBA. Everything got better for Cade Cunningham. So other than him, you sign him to an extension and then rebuild that whole friggin' team. And you use those younger players to trade.
Yeah, I'm in such a pickle with Cade Cunningham because, listen, I know he's the best player on an awful team. And
oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just, so here, this is a kind of a comparison, Pat, and it's not completely apples to apples. Is remember when Grant Hill decided he wanted to sign with Orlando Magic and take a different direction in his career, and his wife Tamia wanted a music career, and so they went to Orlando.
Yeah, and no taxes in Florida.
But what they ended up getting from trading their best player was Ben Wallace, not the guy that they wanted. They wanted John Amici. We all know that. And I wonder if a GM like Trajan Langdon looks at it and says, could we get a haul for this young man in, let's say, 3 first-round picks and restart the franchise? I don't know how he views, and I don't even know how others view Cade around the league. I heard, you know, Kevin Durant talks about him glowingly, like he has this unbelievable future, and he very well might. I just am stuck between a rock and a hard place with him because I know he is the best option for the Detroit Pistons right now, but I just don't know what he becomes in the NBA. Like, is this what he is going to become? Or, to your point, is he going to keep escalating his play? And in a wise man would probably say he's going to keep escalating his play. I just look at the team over the last 3 years where he's been here, and I know he's been injured. Does he make others better around him? And I think that's what makes this a great debate, because we don't really know that right now.
I think he's going to be a great player. I think he's been totally a victim of circumstance and the injuries.
I agree with that. And last
year, he really got stronger. He played very well. He played hard throughout the whole year on impossible circumstances.
Yes.
And I love him as a player. And if he goes somewhere else, I think he's going to be an all-star. He'll be on one of the 3 all-star teams in his career at one point, first, second, or third team postseason. I'm not talking about just making the all-star.
NBA? Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be an all-NBA type of player, and I think he could be a star. Now, you need another piece with him. I don't think he's somebody that's like Luka. And even Luka's got Kyrie, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't think he's going to be at the top of the tier like Tatum and all that. But he could be, you know, somebody who's in that next group, like a Jaylen Brown or somebody like that. And I think he's somebody that could be a really good facilitator. But he's got to have somebody with him. He can't go out there alone.
Like Reed Shepard, if he's there at 5. He's a little undersized, but he can shoot he can flat out shoot the rock. But are you yet again drafting another Luke Kennard? You know what I mean?
Well, they always have that comparison when they do that. They also say that about Dalton Kennard, you know, that he's another Luke Kennard. It also has that, hey, you know what, they're white dudes who played in the SEC type of thing or ACC, and they're shooters. But they're both, you know, to me, Shepard has more of an upside than Kennard simply because he's younger.
Yeah.
But I just don't think he's that good. Most years he'd be like the 18th pick in the draft. Same with Kinect. There's no way Kinect would even be considered in the top five most years. No way.
Yeah, I'm not as sold on him only because I think, what is he, like 26, 24, something like that. He's a little bit older.
23. You know, he's 6'6". It's going to be much more difficult for him to get his shot off. People don't realize that when they talk about it. Shepard's more athletic.
Yeah, like I look at both those guys, and it reminds me of Brown from Kansas. He's now on the Nuggets, who was one hell of a college player, but he's more of a role player in the NBA. And the Pistons need more than a role player, let's be honest. You know what I mean? They need that number two. And you're right, Jaden Ivey just has not taken that by grasp and controlled being that number two. It's almost like they play better when Ivy's out there alone or Cade's out there alone. And that's a big problem when one of those guys is a fifth overall pick.
Somebody's going to be a great player in this draft. I don't know who it's going to be, but I don't think it's going to be any of the college guys that are out, or at least the older college guys. The college guy that I think has the best upside, you know, if I were drafting and saying, well, who's going to be the best player ultimately, is Cody Williams from Colorado. Yeah. Now, that will not float anybody's boat right away. He would come into the league and struggle to a certain sense. He's a lot more refined than Ahzir Thompson in a certain way. He's not the explosive athlete, but close to it. He's got the body, the shot, the form, all those things to ultimately be a very good player. The other player that obviously, if he's there, is Brazilis. You know, you're talking about somebody who's 6'10", who's athletic, and play a stretch game. But both those guys, they would not help them right away. There's a possibility if they took somebody like Reed Shepard and they took somebody like Kennett that they would get help right away. So how do you do that? And we didn't even mention Ahzir Thompson.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, that's another fifth overall pick, and you hope that he develops a shot because the kid, he's all athletic team, right? He can do it all. Jump, run, everything.
Plays hard, too.
Yeah, and he's a good defender. But you're not drafting a good defender fifth overall. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what you're going for. You're trying to get a superstar. And so I think his development is going to be very interesting. And I probably wouldn't move that kid right now just because of his upside. But I think you're right, Pat, that everybody is on the table except for Cade Cunningham, unless somebody comes in and wows you with 5 first round picks, right? Like something ludicrous, like a Ricky Williams type deal with the Saints.
Right.
But you're right. It's just, you know, Troy Weaver kept talking about restore. This is a restore. It's not a rebuild. Well, we're flat out rebuilding this team from the bottoms up. And I think, you know, Pistons fans' expectations for this team are probably going to be low again, but you got to win 30 games this year, Pat. You have to.
Well, I don't. That seems like far fetched, but
doesn't
we have
it though?
If they bring somebody in, you know, a couple players, and they do it through trades, it could be. And the thing is, when a team is this bad, it breeds losing. And you look at the teams that when Cade Cunningham was drafted, that were bad. The OKCs, Houston was a 500 team last year. Orlando has completely turned it around, and mostly with young players. All their guys are like under 23. You know, Bogner and Suggs and Banchero, these are younger players. And the Pistons, their younger players have not developed. So I don't know what the answer is to this. I just know it's a friggin' mess. And I would say to Trajan Langdon, good luck, buddy. You're going to need it. So
the Alaskan Assassin is home.
That's right.
I remember him in college so much, Pat. Like, you know, oh my God, would they gush about him?
And the whole thing about Armtelen, I respect is, you know, what he's done in his career and all that, but it seems like it's too much Armtelen and not enough Pistons sometimes. That isn't working.
Well, so I always go back to this, right? Like, Tom Gorris, he's the owner of the team. And you should trust the people that you hire to do what you hire them for. But at some point, you have to look at your trust and be like, maybe I don't need to put as much trust in that guy. Like, I understand that he was the character in Arliss and he was Kobe Bryant's agent. Well, that's like 20 years ago now. Like, at some point, you're going to have to look at it and be like, this just isn't working.
Yeah. But anyway, enjoyed the podcast. Don't forget, wherever you get your podcast, download us, like us, all those different things. Great stuff, Evan. I knew I was in your wheelhouse today.
Oh,
I knew
love
that
it.
Exactly, man. You can't wait. And don't forget, Mike Stone does a terrific podcast with Evan called Restore the Floor. Check that out. They have some cool guests on there. I don't know. If things get real bad, they'll pull out somebody from, like, the Bad Boys Pistons or something and throw them on there.
You never know when Rick Mahorn might show up.
He might show up. How many times you guys asked him, you know?
Oh, Stoney's asked him quite a few, I believe, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Rick's elusive, man. Rick's elusive. But anyway, until next time, we'll talk to you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.